Do you remember how to do this? It's been a while.
Up is louder. That's all I remember on the, I got the mixer in front of me. Up is louder, right?
Yeah, that makes the volume go
it's
up.
It's been so long.
It's been over a month since we've had a show of just new, just sitting down, sharing great new essential music with each other.
Wow. We you were in the promised land, right?
I was in the promised land, Kansas.
Kansas.
They recently had the whole state carpeted. It was really nice to be.
I don't understand that, but yes.
It was nice to be home.
Speaking of home, I spent my weeks at home, too.
You took several weeks off, yeah, and you had a staycation. You made music.
Yeah,
and
the longest time I've taken off in my 29 years at NPR. And yes, I made music. I played out three times with a bunch of people, some I'd never met before until we got on stage together.
This is. Do you guys have a name, this band that you're playing with?
Well, the two different bands. One is called Heterodyne, and the other is called...
Olden in the Way.
And the other...
Part two.
The other is The Lost Civilizations. This is all the genius of a fellow named Ted Zook, who is a bass cellist. I think that would be the proper way to... it's an electric cello, but it's experimental improv music. We had a flugelhorn player.
Oh, geez. You'll have to play me a little something of what you guys have been doing out live.
I'll randomly, this is from something we did in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. I bring my ARP Odyssey, my little synth. This is just random.
Sounds like a didgeridoo in there.
So that little pulsy thing was actually me. Maybe that's what you were thinking
The
didgeridoo is. But
so is it just like a half hour of caterwauling and screeching and
yeah, and some calmer here.
That's the ARP?
No, that is that sounds like Ted.
Oh, okay.
On a Boeing, his cello would be what I would say that was.
It's the stuff that nightmares are made of.
It's a dream for me. I'll tell you. I just love. I have no idea what the audience thinks. I mean, they applaud, but it's an adventure in music making. It's so great to get out and play again.
Well, after all this yammering, maybe we should just get straight to music. I'm not even going to say much about this.
I'll just
get right to it. I want to play a new cut from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. This is something that I think will just make everybody feel great, and we all need it. The song is called My Only.
Thank you.
Nice.
This song is all about that little vocal hook, and it is such an earworm. The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, and the song's My Only. This is a band from New York. They've been putting out music for about 10 years now. I think this is their 10th anniversary. Uh-huh. They've put out 3 full-length records.
Could you make time slow down a little?
I know, right? Handful of EPs. Their music gets compared a lot to My Bloody Valentine. It's easy, if you know that band, it's easy to hear. It's sort of part shoegaze, part joyful pop. And on this new record that they have coming out, called The Echo of Pleasure, the lead singer in the band, Kip Berman, he's older now. He's gotten married. He has a daughter. And these songs reflect that, this new chapter in his life. He says, "My Only is a song I started a long time ago but wasn't old enough to finish. I still don't know if I'm old enough, but it's finished. The song is the opposite of what a single should be. It's sprawling and unconcerned with immediateness because it's about something that isn't immediate. So many young bands sing idly of absolute devotion, and that's cool. But I'm not young anymore. I'm married with a young daughter and an old Volvo. There's something about my life now that makes this song feel honest in a way it didn't before." I love that. The Echo of Pleasure is the name of the record. It's out September 1st, but we're going to have a first listen of the full record going up a little bit later this week. The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Really love this band.
Very cool. So speaking of age, Mr. Robert Plant.
All right.
Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant turned 69 just a handful of days ago.
Wow.
And I remember when he was a 21-year-old lad, and I went into a record store, actually it was a department store, and there was this picture of an album cover with a big burning Hindenburg, a Zeppelin, on the front. I thought, I have no idea what this is, but I bought it because that's how it was fun to buy records in those days. You could just look at album covers and buy them.
Yeah.
So Zeppelin 1 was at top of January at 1969. Robert Plant is putting out his 11th solo album. So there are more solo albums than there are Led Zeppelin records.
That's amazing.
Isn't that?
That is amazing.
And,
wow.
And he still, at 69, sings great. He still has the sort of heart and soul of a mixing of British folk music along with rock music, using instruments in for many of these past 40 years in his solo career, and instruments from all over the world. The new record's called Carry Fire. Comes out October the 13th. I'm going to play a song called The May Queen.
freedom of their relatives. Out here the fire's still burning, so long until my night. Still captive and still yearn, surrender to your light.
The Indians going to California, to me, they're for sure.
Yeah.
The Zeppelin's going to California.
But, yeah.
You know, if ever there were a singer whose voice I would expect to be completely shot by now, it's his. Just of all the screaming and the high notes and the power he's put behind his voice. I mean, he just floored it with his voice for so many years, but he's still got it. Yeah,
he figured out what to do with it. His voice as he got older.
Yeah.
And it fits the comfort zone of the music he loves.
It's actually getting back to the roots of so much of the stuff that he's loved that even informed much of Led Zeppelin's work that they did.
That's so great.
Decades ago.
New Robert Plant comes out October the 13th, and the record's called Carry Fire, and that song was The May Queen. And that's out now. There's a video of it we put up online. And,
also a reference to Led Zeppelin, a sprinkling for the May Queen Stairway to Heaven. Yeah, you know, you told me we were talking recently. No, you told me recently that you've been having a hard time finding stuff that you really really love at music to listen to, and having a hard time. You're trying to find sounds that are really going to make your ears stand at attention. And I have something that I think might do that.
Okay.
Might do that for you. This is a cut from the band Liars, a group from Australia. It used to be primarily the work of Angus Andrew and Aaron Hempel. Hempel left the band earlier this year. It was a friendly split from the group. And that left Angus Andrew to pretty much make the band's new album on his own. He returned to Australia. They had been working in the States together for some of the earlier albums. But he went back to Australia. He moved to this very remote, isolated area. And he said that the landscape and the isolation really started to play on his mind after a while. And, you know, I mean, the band has always been pretty experimental, the sounds. And they've had elements of punk and electronica, and maybe in the earlier stuff is maybe a little more punk. This new record, which is called TFCF, focuses more on the acoustic guitar and sampling, some samples, but they're heavily processed, which you will hear on this song from Liars. It's called No Help Pamphlet.
Pieces of things that we can't figure out, piles of clothes that we never wear, maybe insane but we never shed a doubt. Still we're hiding our heads and our thoughts in the sand, waiting right there for the fair. Worried we're counting on Marilyn's looks alone. It's a boundary that we're bound to cross. It's a boundary that we're bound to cross. People are strings that we never untie. Walk in reverse so we're always there. Try to explain but the train never stops for us. And they're shoving their hands in their pockets to hide, banging on drums in the heat, thinking
down that wrist, I'm wishing their blood as well. It's a boundary that we're bound to cross. It's a boundary that we're bound to cross again.
Okay, that's it. Those are all the songs I really like. So I hope that you're not burning now, and hope that you have a really great break, and I'm thinking of you all the time. Is that kind of close?
The whole record is just so warped. It's like the songs are melting as you're listening to them.
And I didn't expect all that acoustic guitar.
Yeah, well, this is the most acoustic guitar, not just on this song, but throughout the record that I think the band has ever put on one of their records.
Yeah. It was, I think if I remember right, on Mess, the last record, there was a bit with an acoustic guitar, but I think it was a totally a sampled acoustic guitar.
Oh, yeah.
As close as it came.
He did use samples on this record as well. So I wrote to Angus Andrew and asked him for a little bit more on this song. He said, I push to write songs that shock me, things that make me wonder, did that really just happen? No New Pamphlet was an extreme example of this. Using an acoustic guitar strum, I found myself transported to some weird place I'd never been before. Something like 60s folk pop, but what does that even mean in this day and age? Lyrically, he says it's a lament on the tyranny of distance, facing up to the challenge of division and the unspoken boundaries of relationships. So maybe speaking a little bit to the isolation that he felt while he was working on this record in a remote part of Australia. TFCF, theme from Crying Fountain.
Oh, I was going to try to guess.
You know what I like about this? Like, well, that's the Crying Fountain over there. You know, that's where you go. It reminds me at home with if our 5-year-old wants to eat dessert and we don't want the 2-year-old to see it, we say go to the Eaton Corner. You take it over there to eat, but it turns out that the eating corner is also the pooping corner for our 2-year-old because she always runs over there and hides whenever she's like.
Oh, I think too much information.
She says, "Go away, Daddy. Go away. Bye." Anyway, he sings in the end of that song. He says, "I hope you have a really great break." So maybe we should have a really great break.
Deal.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Showtime documentary film Whitney, Can I Be Me? An inside look at the life of Whitney Houston. Interviews with friends and family and unseen personal home videos detail Houston's struggles to find her true self and how her personal demons eventually contributed to her devastating demise. Don't miss Whitney, Can I Be Me? Premiering Friday at 9 p.m. only on Showtime. Download the Showtime app now to start your free trial.
I'm going to do, you know, the trio Daughter?
Yeah, love them.
And so they have a new record coming out, and it's basically a soundtrack in some ways to a video game.
What video game?
So the game is called Life is Strange Before the Storm. It's a...
Wait a minute. Is this an imagined video game?
No. These are songs inspired by the idea in the video game.
They
it's
a
story of this girl, 16-year-old Chloe Price, and her friend Rachel Amber, and this secret that they have. And so the trio Daughter wrote songs around this story, but we only have one song. So let's play the song. It's the second cut off of the new record, and it's called Burn It Down.
Always said I was a good kid. Always said I had a way with words. Never knew I could be speechless. Don't know how I'll ever break this curse. Now the world is only white noise. Frequencies that I can't understand. I can't be bothered with the teachers. Always trying to shape the way I act. I'll set fire to the whole place. It's not the same in here since he left anyways.
So good. Have you heard this whole record?
I haven't heard the whole record, but I'm going to say I like Daughter a lot, right? And we brought them in for Tiny Desk right at the beginning of their, when their first record came out. And I was really skeptical when I heard they were making a quote-unquote soundtrack to a video game because, A, I don't like those things. And
There's actually a lot of great music in video games.
I'm sure there is. It's my own mind and my own issues, right?
Yeah.
But the way they went about trying to find a way into the character and what the and tones and moods, and I think it was actually, and you've done this, you've written music for specific things, be it movies, you know, films and stuff. It's really helpful as a focal point. They didn't write to picture, so to speak, which means that they didn't have scenes that they had to completely follow along and have cues.
Which dictates the timing of the songs and the rhythm of the songs.
So it was none of that. It was really all about stories and characters and things that they might do, and it's storytelling.
Yeah.
But they were given a finite thing to write about, and I think artists can really shine when given those sorts of limitations, and I think Daughter really do that.
I have heard the whole thing, and I think it's the best record they've done. I just was absolutely floored by it.
Daughter's new record is called Music from Before the Storm, and it comes out September 1st.
Bob, you might want to strap yourself in for this next one. I'm going to play new music by the band Metz.
Oh, good.
You know Metz from Canada, Ottawa. We first discovered, I can't believe it's been this long, but back in 2012, it's already been 5 years since we first discovered them. Their self-titled debut that came out then was shortlisted for the Polaris Prize in 2013. They're back now with their third full-length record. It's called Strange Peace. And for people who don't know Metz, it's three guys. They make really aggressive noise rock, very raw and powerful and in-your-face. Jason Heller, who is a writer who does a lot of work with NPR Music, wrote a review of one of their records and said that their music is often like an endurance test. You're going to hear that on this new cut I want to play from Metz. It's called Mess of Wires from their new record, Strange Peace. So many things that I like about this song, and I'm going to make a connection that you might think is kind of silly.
All right.
And that is a connection between this song and the 13th century poet and scholar Rumi, a work that he wrote called A Community of the Spirit. And that poem, A Community of the Spirit, Rumi writes, "There is a community of the spirit. Join it and feel the delight of walking in the noisy street and being the noise. Be the noise." Mm-hmm. It may sound like this was just a big mess of noise, the song that we just heard, but it's actually lyrically very reflective. There's this little thing that he keeps saying in the chorus, which is, make a sound, And I wrote to Alex Edkins, the singer in the band, and asked him a little bit about it. And he says this song is very much about the idea that you shouldn't live your life passively, that you should be the noise in the streets. He says, the title, Mess of Wires, refers to the complexity of the human brain and how little we actually know about it. What are dreams? What is consciousness? Which is true. I like to think of the brain as just this mess of wires up there. Mm-hmm. But the chorus line, Make a Sound, is about acting on instinct and not rationalizing your life away. It's about being in motion rather than spectating, being honest instead of constructing a false reality to inhabit. It is about speaking your mind even though you feel your voice is inconsequential and flawed. Be the noise, Bob.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love this. Metz, this new record is called Strange Peace.
P-E-A-C-E or?
P-E-A-S, Strange Peace.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Strange Peace, P-A, like flashing yeah, someone the peace sign. Yeah, it's out September 22nd on Sub Pop. Strange Peace, Peace.
So I'm going to quiet us down. I'm going to play some music, someone who's quiet, contemplative, Julian Baker.
Oh, and be still my beating heart.
I know.
And she makes everyone swoon.
She does. And we played a song called Funeral Pyre when she signed to Matador Records earlier at the top of the year and did an interview with her. Now she is going to have a full record coming out. I'm going to play this song called Appointments. And this is sort of typical of Julian Baker, where she writes songs that she really thinks about who she is in this world, how she affects others, how she can be better. Marissa LaRusso, who is a writer here at NPR Music, called her writing, she writes about hopelessness and hopefulness. And I think that sums up very well what Julian Baker does.
Yeah.
She often shows a side of herself that lacks confidence. But I'm going to say that in everything she does, in her playing, and especially on this record, her singing, she shows more confidence in her voice is so powerful and strong for all those shows she's done for the past two years since her first record came out. Let's play this song and go out on the song called Appointments. The record from Julian Baker comes out on Matador on October 27th. I spent my morning driving to work very slowly so I can hear this whole record. And
some mornings it's nice to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Good to hear good music. I feel better.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm so happy.
I needed it.
My wife sometimes will say, it's not like you're saving lives, you know, whenever she sees me working late or something like that.
Wow.
I said, I don't know. Maybe we are. Music is powerful.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Bob.
Take care, Mr. Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Not worth the effort to sister, I'm not to miss anymore.